Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
How is everybody today? Good? Yep, going well. Hello, the Jagers, how are you? That's how it's said, isn't it? Jager, J-A-E-G-A, I don't know. Why did I even try and do that? Well, welcome to Central Life this morning. We've just been continuing on a theme, and I'm going to continue that in a minute, but I just felt we're in the prayer this morning, and there was some visions that came out, and I'm just going to trust this. I think Diane, you had a vision this morning. Could you just quickly share about the man that you saw, the type of man that you saw? I think that's what it was, wasn't it?
We love praying in the morning before church. It's an amazing time, and the more people that come, it just builds and the energy and the Holy Spirit work. And when we were praying, I just walked in and I could just feel the presence of God. I only had a few minutes because I was in practice, and I saw this picture, and it was a father, and he was a welder. I was like, okay. And, you know, I had the mask and was welding, and he was welding a sculpture. And, you know, I just got that, you know, he's the ultimate craftsman and we're the sculpture. And, you know, he was refining it and welding it and making it just the most beautiful creative thing you've ever seen. And, you know, it just really brought home that, you know, when because we belong to him and it's a journey, he does whatever to keep working on the sculpture on us and form it how he wants to be the most beautiful thing in this world and play a purpose. And it was just a great picture.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Were there any other visions? Did anybody else have any visions through worship or the service this morning? No big deal if you didn't. Is that the only one? Do you want to share it? Do you want me to bring the mic to you or are you going to come to the mic? Selena. Good girl.
I'm not going to cry.
Okay.
I might. I had the most incredible week. I was being attacked by the enemy for a few nights. It kept saying things as I was asleep. And on Monday, I really thought I was going crazy. Like, I really thought I was going nuts. And then that night, as I was trying to sleep, I think it was about 4 a.m, and I was holding my rosary beads really close to my heart. And then I heard a voice that said, "I'm closer than that." Mm. And Jesus said, "I'm actually your heart."
Yes.
And he taught me about the holy temple, how he lives inside of us. But we block that access by unforgiving people, by anger and all those things. They block it. And there's a huge difference between the heaven in us and the earth. They don't speak the same language. So you have to move away from your head because it lies. It's all lies. The truth is here. That's it.
That's good. Excellent. Good, good. Anybody else? Am I going to leave it there? Ray?
It lines up just what you were saying. I felt the Lord put on my heart that we should be just... I prayed that the Lord would start opening eyes to see the reality of what is happening. I was given... Margaret Newton shared a word with me this week where essentially there are many good stories that aren't being told. I think that was the sense of the word. Many good stories that aren't being told. And to me, that is, there's many things happening in the kingdom that we tend to lose rather that the world blocks them out with other stuff. And I just felt the Lord seemed to be saying, ask me to open the eyes of my people so they can see what I am doing in them, but also in the world.
Awesome, awesome. Sorry? Great, thank you. Thanks for sharing those things. We want to be open to what God says to you. It's not about here delivering to you, but what God's saying through you. And we're here to equip the saints, you know, we're to equip you into the works of service. It's not about me and my ministry or anything like that. So we're just really wanting to remain open to God speaking to us. And if you can speak to a donkey, or through a donkey, he will. And I'm pretty confident about that God can get his message through. And I'm believing for that today. Well, I'm going to hit the ground running and continue on the last piece of armoury. Can we flick that little slide? We went to a conference once just looking at that, and there was this Asian guest preacher, and he had these very strong accent, and one of the things he said was whisk it all, you know. So we're always think like whisk, you know, whisk it all, and every time he would say it, whisk it all, we'd all roar laughing. It was quite funny. So, good. So this morning we're whisking it all, yes? Yeah. We're stirring things up. We're believing that God will move, and we're trusting God is going to move in this place, yes? Yeah. Who's with me today?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Great. So we've been in Ephesians chapter 6, and we've been talking about the armoury of God, and we're on the very last one, and everybody went, oh. So we've talked about faith. We've talked about the Rhema word. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about righteousness. We've talked about salvation. We've talked about truth. And today we talk about peace, the shoes of peace. So if you've got your Bible there this morning, Ephesians 6 and verse 15, it comes up and it says, I'm reading out a New King James version just here, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Interesting wording. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, I do have a prop and I'm wearing it and you wouldn't know. And what I very, very rarely wear these things to church. What? I'm not standing on it. And I'd very rarely lift my pants in church too. But Roman shoes came in two parts. Can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see the legs? Hey? There's something about those beautiful legs 11. Eh? You just want to touch them now, don't you? Eh? So Roman shoes came in two parts. It came with the sandal, but it came with a greave. These are called a greave, like a shin guard. And it said, sorry to speak to you up this high and lofty, but I'm just getting closer to the camera. That's what I'm doing. It was said that Julius Caesar was able to go much further with his army because they wore shoes and they wore greaves. You ever been on a motorbike and you've gone through the farm and there's thistles and you're always looking at the thistles? I can't hit the thistle. If you've got jeans on or greaves on, you can go straight, you can plough straight on through. And they were able to track many long distances and very quickly because they wore this kind of getup. Now, I'm not going to stand here forever like this. I know you want me to, but that's my little prop. One day I'm going to get in the whole kit and really look like a Roman soldier. But I am a Roman soldier, and so are you. Because we've started to tack. I'm going to leave them up for a little while because I feel comfortable in front of you. I do feel comfortable. If we read in Psalm 23:4, it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." There's times where peace doesn't surround our life, and it feels like we're going through this shadow of death. It's like through this valley, through this chasm. But it says here, "I walk through." It doesn't say I stop there. Anybody experienced this sort of thing where you feel like, am I actually going to go through this thing, and am I going to really get out the other side? Well, I want to really encourage you today. Yes, you do. Yes, you do get through to the other side. And we're going to be talking about peace this morning and just opening up, unpacking what is Paul saying with this kind of get up. What is he saying? So peace is not passive. Sometimes we think peace, well, I just sit down. If I can just find peace, you know, I can get through life. But I want to say peace is not passive. The other part of the shoes is that the bottom of the shoes were like this, with 3-inch spikes. Now, I did wear those this morning on my timber floor at home, and that wasn't good. So I got some repair work to do. But but this was part of, like, if you can imagine, this is the picture of peace. How can that be a picture of peace? So we're gonna unpack that. So that was the sand. No, you're not. So that was the get up. So it had a greave and it had a shoe like that. So have you ever run out onto the grass full of bindies without any shoes on, and you get all the way out there and you go, "Ah, help!" And you stand on one foot and you pick them all out of your feet. You've got to wear shoes. Then you've got to somehow get back. Help! I need to get back. So peace was of twofold here. It was a defensive weapon where it protected you. In fact, you're able to go through the circumstances. So it protected you, and it was said that through the army they're able to just to kick away the enemy, if that makes sense. So peace has got this ability to move things away, move the enemy aside if you're carrying peace. What are you laughing at, Shane? Don't want to know. The second aspect is peace is also an attack weapon. It keeps the enemy and it keeps the enemy under defeat. Under defeat. Come on, under defeat. You know, I speak a little bit strange. Colossians 2:15 says, Jesus has disarmed the powers and authorities. He has made a public spectacle of them, and he has triumphed over them by the cross. All our foes are under our defeat. They are, because he won it on the cross for you and me. That's good news. That I carry that with me all the time. So let's just unpack just a couple of words here in this scripture in Ephesians 6:15. And it says, having shod your feet. Sounds like shoeing a horse, doesn't it? Well, it is very much like that. It's the Greek word hupodeo, which means, hupo means under, and deo means to bind. So to bind something very tightly to the bottom of one's feet. So peace should be bound very tightly to the bottom of someone's feet. Very interesting. Having shod your feet. If it's loose fitting, the affairs of this life will knock our peace out of place. If it's loose fitting, let me tell you, you don't play football in UGG boots. Have you ever played football in UGG boots? Yes, we have. And you, all of a sudden, you go to stop and your foot goes straight through the UGG boot and your UGG boot's no more. It's actually quite ugly. But if you're going to play football, you need the right equipment. You need to wear the proper shoes. And if we're going to have peace, it needs to be tight. What Paul's saying here is it needs to be shod, it needs to be bound, it needs to be tight, it needs to be fixed in place. It can't be loose. That's the first thing that he's saying. So having been shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. So preparation. What does preparation mean here? In the Greek word, it's et om masin, which means the readiness. In your version, I think, an NIV says readiness. You have an assurance that your shoes aren't going to come off. Wouldn't it be great to go through life knowing that when you've bound this piece to your feet, it's just not going to come off? How many times has it come off? You know, you're going through the valley and you feel like, well, where's my peace? I've lost my peace. It's come off somewhere. But there's the preparation part of this, which really, it actually gives you a confidence that you can actually go through. So I was doing some whippersnipping yesterday around my property. You don't whippersnip in thongs. No, I didn't. I put my gumboots on. I always put my gumboots on and I can confidently go out and whippersnip that lawn or those edges, knowing full well that even if it does get on my gumboot, it's not going to hurt. So there's a confidence that we need to have. I'm speaking supernaturally, spiritually this morning. This piece needs to be bound tightly to your bottom of your feet, and you need to actually walk in confidence in this. So we're just unpacking this. So what is it? And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is the gospel of peace? Interesting. Gospel means God's only Son provides eternal life. That's they call that an acronym, don't they, or whatever it is. Gospel means good news. It's good news. And this is good news today. It's the good news of peace. And the word peace, the Greek word is eirani, which means a peace that prevails, like a prevailing wind, but it's a conquering kind of peace. Who knows, there's two kinds of peace in the world. There's man's kind of peace, which is the absence of problems. Okay, so wouldn't that be fantastic if we had the absence of problems? But God's supernatural peace is independent of circumstances. It's totally independent of whatever the circumstance is, whatever you're going through, you can confidently walk through your circumstance. Has anybody experienced this kind of peace? I'm sure many of us have. There's been times where you go through something and it's like God's just there and there's a supernatural peace that comes over you. It's like a grace of peace and you just can confidently walk through the circumstance that you're going through. Well, this is the kind of peace that Paul's talking about. I want to let you in on a little secret. That the devil isn't always the source of our problems. It's quite often our dumb decisions, that we don't seek wise counsel. It's commonly known as our wants, what I want, stubbornness, and you can fill in the blanks there. There's a whole stack of them. And the enemy really just sits back and he laughs his head off. He has to do very little because of our stubbornness of our decisions that we make. What does Proverbs 12:15 in the Message Bible, it says, fools are headstrong and do what they like. Wise people take advice. And if you're going to take advice, ask a wise person. If you need, if you need your heart fixed, you're not going to go to the plumber. Or if you need plumbing work done, you're not going to go to Keith. And that's true. You need to seek wise counsel. If there's a building problem, you speak to a builder. You know, if there's a whatever problem, a sewing problem, you go to your mum or you go to your wife. Sew this back on. Here's the needle and cotton. You sew it back on. Pretty much what happens in a lot of households. So, what does the world need right now? We're on the topic of peace. What does the world need right now? Peace! I call it WCP, World Changing Peace. That's what we need right now. And it entered through a little child 2,000 years ago, and his name was Jesus. In Luke 2:14, we see this, that the angels were praising God and saying, what were they saying? Well, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to all men on whom his favour rests. Peace entered the world. The kind of peace I'm talking about that you should be shotting to the bottom of your feet. It's this kind of peace that we're talking about. Up until now, up until that point, there wasn't a lot of peace around. It was quite destructive. It was old covenant stuff, all sorts of stuff going on. It was very hard to find some kind of peace. God sends his only son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. You know, he comes and he brings this beautiful world-changing peace into the world. Colossians 1:19, and there's a whole section. So I would have loved to have read it all, but I'm just going to read verse 19. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You wouldn't think that dying on a cross is peaceful. But it was in this case. It was, Jesus was pushing back the enemy at the cross. And he was saying, now I'm going to bring supernatural peace and freedom to the world by overcoming the enemy, by bringing back authority to us. That's what we have now. Jesus brought power and authority back to us. He gave it back to us. If you're in Christ, you have the same. That's good news. You can be excited about that. You were once alienated from God. You were not on the same page with God. But now you've been reconciled by God by faith in Jesus Christ. That is our simple gospel message. If we were to condense it all down into a gospel message, you were once alienated. You were once separated. You didn't have relationship with God, but now you've been reconciled to God. If you ever do accounts and reconcile the two accounts, you know, the credit and the debit columns got to reconcile. Hopefully your accounts are reconciling. Hopefully that bill got reconciled, Faye. Faye does a great job with all of our accounts and stuff with the church. She does a great job. But it's not just that. It's also by faith in Jesus Christ. You know, it's been offered, but you've actually got to believe it. The offer is there to the whole world. Is the whole world saved? Not yet. They have to believe. You're here because you're a believer. Where is it? Is it in? It's in my other bag. Here we are. I've got another prop for you. And it's called WCP. World Changing Peace. Removes bugs, sap and tar. Stops squeaks. Drives out moisture. Cleans and protects. Loosens rusted parts. Frees sticky mechanisms. What we need is world-changing peace. You've got to those circumstances. You've got to start to use the peace that he's given you with some WCP. We could put that up as an ad on telly, couldn't we? I've got a little jingle for it at the end. So it stops squeaks. It drives out things. It cleans and protects. That's this kind of peace that we're talking about. So it's driving out anxiety. It's driving out worry. It drives out fear. It drives out nervousness. It drives out those crazy thoughts that we have. How do we get it? How do we get this? Where do you get it? How do you get it? Well, it was bought for you. There's a free can of this stuff for every single one of us, and you need to have it in your back pocket. I've got one. I've got a pocket. Always carry WCP in your back pocket. I'm trying to sell this today. I've got a carton of it down the back, and it's free for you. Where do you keep it? In your back pocket. No, Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Oh, so that's where I keep it. I don't keep it in my head with all those other crazy thoughts and let them all rattle together and it all becomes a big mess of, well, a bit of this and a bit of that. No, you're ruling from your heart. This peace is in your heart. And rule means to umpire or referee. And a referee judges the game. Refs call. Hang on, I better put it in the other pocket because the thing's there. Refs call. Shh. Peace. World-conquering peace. Peace calls the shots. Did you watch some of the Olympics? Obviously you did, and we were watching a fair bit of the basketball, and gee, there were some real dodgy calls when Australia got knocked out of by one lousy point, and it was just this last moment ref's call in, I think it was extra time or whatever it was, and it was just by one point, you look back on the video, and it wasn't what he said it was. But sometimes peace calls a shot that we don't like. Sometimes peace calls a shot which brings a different result than what you think how it should go down. World-changing peace. Peace calls the shots over your emotions. So your emotions, if you're driven by your emotions, we need to harness those emotions by peace. Capture the thoughts. Capture the good ones and the bad ones. It says capture thoughts. Life is not supposed to be a roller coaster. That went over like a lead balloon. But why is it? It happens a lot. Often we're emotional beings, you know. We've got this physical body. We've got all these emotions. Some of us have got more than others. And how do we harness those things? Well, it is a decision, but it will be through this supernatural peace that you need to let it rule in your heart. Let it rule in your heart. The next time, you might even be going through something now. The next time you're going through something, pull out your WCP and spray it all over you. It'll stop the squeaks. And also use it on your bike and a few other things. And your car. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God shall keep and guard around your heart and your mind." Beautiful scripture. And for all those nuisances, like the fly, the dog barking, the baby crying, people, for all those nuisances, NCP. Sorry, WCP. World Changing Peace. And it won't stick. You'll be able to fly straight through. I just think of the picture, being able to, in a Roman army, being able to march forward, walking straight forward, and being able to say, righto, quick turn, right, okay, left, right. And you have to go through the thorns and the thistles of life. If you haven't got these peace on and your greaves on, you're going to get hurt. You will get hurt. You need WCP. Have I sold it to you yet? When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my WCP, and then I don't feel so bad. There it is if you need it. I'll leave you with two scriptures. Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, on him. And Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation. Spelling mistake, say to Zion, your God reigns. Your God reigns. And that is such good news. I hope you're encouraged today. I haven't gone on for a long time today. I just wanted to really sell this to you today. God wants to sell this to you today. World conquering, world changing peace. It's got to be tightly wrapped into your life. It's got to be in your heart for the next time you go through the shadow or the valley of death. The next time you're going through that thing, remember, oh yeah, that bloke that got up and stood on a chair and had those funny looking shoes on and greaves on and he held up a can, WCP. That's right, world conquering peace. World conquering peace. And then he got everybody to sing this song. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my WCP and then I don't feel so bad. Woo! Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's a bit different, isn't it, eh? Now, what does God want to do? You know, sometimes we can just talk forever, preach forever, but God really wants to do stuff. I don't know about you, but I want to pray for those people that are going through the valley. Is there anybody else going through the valley? Good. Is there anybody else going through the valley? Or feel like you're going to go through a valley? Yeah, there's people here today that need that kind of ministry, the supernatural peace, WCP in your life right now. I believe every time we preach, we're to bring an answer. We're to bring God. We're to change and transform by the power of the Holy Spirit in our message. What's the point of just saying it all, being a little bit funny, being a little bit extrovert, and then leaving it there? God wants to do business with us. I don't want to come through that door and leave the same person. I want to change. I'm preaching this message to me. I needed the WCP. I was the one that needed it. It was me all along. It was me. I didn't have much peace when I came here today. But I had to supernaturally allow that peace to come up and out of my heart. Talking about fruit this morning, love, joy, peace. Patience, kindness, good, peace. It's a fruit of the Spirit. You can draw on any part of that fruit in your life right now because God's placed it on the inside. It's in Him, so it's in you. And He's in you, it's in you. This peace is on the inside of you right now. So what we're going to do, those people that put your hand up, I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I'm just going to believe. Well, what we will do, let's all just stand together. Can we all stand together and we'll finish the service with this. And for those people that did put their hand up, I want you to believe right now. We're all going to pray, blanket prayer together. And we're going to believe that God's supernatural conquering peace will invade your circumstances. Who believes that? Are we all believing together for that? Yes? Awesome. So God, we thank you, God, right now for this supernatural peace that you provided free of charge through your Son, Jesus Christ. Came into the world not to condemn it, but to fix it, to bring peace to a broken world. And so, Father, I thank you, God, we just lift these people up today that have put their hand up, that feel like they're going through the valley or about to go through something. I speak supernatural peace right now into their circumstances, into their life. Lord, lift them up right now. Let them just confidently walk forward and through. You're not going to be in it forever. You're actually going to walk through. I prophesy, and it's through quickly. The armies were able to move from place to place quickly because they were shod with these shoes, these sandals and the greaves. Lord, I pray, God, that we would be shod firmly today. Fresh peace. And if you didn't put your hand up today, I speak fresh peace over every part of our life. Over our jobs, over our family, over our circumstances, over our children, over our boss. Lord, I pray this peace would invade our very being, that we would be a church of peace, that we would push back the enemy and move forward to where you want us to go. Lord, we're going through. We're not staying or feeling captive. but we're going through today with your peace, supernatural peace, in your precious name. I pray, God, that you just minister to the ones, God, that it's really feeling a bit tough, feeling a bit hard. Right now, just your peace. Let them feel your peace right now. I don't want to be the same as I leave today. I want to be changed by you and your supernatural, world-conquering peace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.